I hated domestic calls. Most cops did, even if they hadn't witnessed or experienced firsthand the things I had. Driving like a bat out of hell into base housing, I was nervous not only for myself, but for my younger masters at arms who were already on the scene, who had already called for backup. I held the wheel tighter and gave the accelerator some more pressure. The MAs who'd called hadn't given much detail over the radio. They'd requested assistance, and since I'd been in the area, closer to their location than the watch commander or anyone else, I'd headed their way. Sometimes calls like that meant the MAs on scene were in over their heads. Domestics weren't easy to defuse, and both patrols involved were relatively young and inexperienced with this type of call. MA3 Harvey hadn't sounded panicked on the radio, just uneasy. Like things hadn't gone to shit yet, but he had a feeling they would and didn't quite know what to do. That could mean anything from a pair of spouses who would not, despite repeated requests, calm down, up to and including someone getting violent. There'd been no mention of a weapon, so presumably we were just dealing with belligerents. Still, I went in with the assumption there was actual danger to my MAs, the people in the house, and myself. Of course, we were trained for this, but nothing ever quite prepared you for domestic. Too many variables. Too many ways things could go south in a hurry. MA3 Harvey and his partner, MA2 Lee, were both level-headed. If they needed help, this could be bad. I slowed enough for my headlights to illuminate a street sign, and when I double-checked this was the right street, I hung a fast left. There was no need to check the address beyond that. Base housing was row upon row of identical blue-trimmed white duplexes that were especially hard to distinguish from one another at night, but the patrol car parked on the curb was a dead giveaway. I parked outside, radioed the watch commander to let her know I was on scene and heading inside, and cautiously approached the front door, which was wide open. Voices, a lot of angry, loud voices, spewed out onto the porch. There was no point in trying to shout over them, but the MAs would hear their radios, so I told MA3 Harvey I was there. He responded that they were in the living room and confirmed there were no weapons and everyone was accounted for. With my hand on my taser and the other close to my pistol, I went inside. As soon as I saw the scene in the living room, I didn't need anyone to explain what was going on. A woman in a t-shirt and not much else was screaming at a man in blue Digicam utilities who was right in her face and giving as good as he got. Behind her was another man in a pair of jeans, only a pair of jeans, dabbing blood from the corner of his mouth. Another day, another cheating spouse in base housing. My favorite. MA2 Lee and MA3 Harvey alternated between exchanging uneasy glances and trying to verbally diffuse the situation. They both looked at me with, "Dude, we've got nothing," on their faces. The guy with the bloody mouth noticed me and watched me, eyebrows up in a look I recognized as someone who simultaneously hoped I'd intervene and hoped I'd walk away and pretend I didn't see anything. He was visibly rattled, and probably scared shitless that he was going to wear some handcuffs, too. I couldn't get a look at the husband's face to confirm my suspicion, but it was rare for one guy to take a swing and the other to just sit back and take it. If the wife's paramour had gone hands-on, he was getting his rights read, too. Company policy. I shifted my gaze from him to the couple, who were lighting into each other so viciously. They didn't seem to be aware there was anyone in the room. Never mind that another well-armed MA had entered the scene. I cleared my throat, and when I spoke, the cop voice I'd honed for the better part of 20 years came out. "Sir, ma'am?" Two words, and the shouting stopped. The silence was so sudden, my ears rang. The couple stared at me, slack-jawed. The guy with the bloody mouth drew back a bit, too,